It's been nearly 10 years since the North American Free Trade Agreement first went into effect. The NAFTA pact promised to knit the economies of the United States, Canada, and Mexico together, and it fueled a raging debate. Some foresaw utter calamity, others unprecedented prosperity. What has happened so far, NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, still depends on the person you ask.
Back in 1992, presidential hopeful Ross Perot issued this famous warning.
You implement that NAFTA, the Mexican trade agreement, where they pay people a dollar an hour, have no health care, no retirement, no pollution controls, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and you're going to hear a giant sucking sound of jobs being pulled out of this country.
Not true, said President Clinton.
Right now, Mexico's tariffs on our products are 2.5 times higher than our tariffs on theirs. NAFTA will remove those barriers, opening up a growing market for our goods and services, and creating hundreds of thousands of new jobs for our people.
The truth is that, like all trade agreements, NAFTA created winners and losers. Joylyn Billy counts herself among the losers. She used to work at a Mr. Coffee factory in a suburb of Cleveland.
It was a workplace that had health care benefits, good pay, excellent incentive, and so you made a decent living for you and your family. In 2000, we were cut. We were told that they are moving the plant to Mexico.
Rhonda Smith has heard the sucking sound, too. When Burlington Industries closed its Stonewall, Mississippi denim plant and shifted production to Mexico, Smith had been there for nearly 35 years.
We had a financial security for retirement, and now we have nothing. It's really depressing to find out that the government just sold us down the creek.
But NAFTA's early boosters say it's been a success. John Murphy is with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
The number of small and medium-sized enterprises that are exporting doubled in the past decade, and fully a third of those exports are going to Canada and Mexico.
George Wardner, president of the Arizona-based Cabin Kit Company, says duty-free imports from Canada have translated into lower prices and new hires.
In the sales and clerical area, as well as the merchandise handling area, warehousing, and it's also created jobs for our dealer network across the country and for their construction crews, because many of our dealers are also builders.
But has NAFTA created more jobs than it's destroyed? No, says economist Robert Scott with the union-affiliated Economic Policy Institute. He says when a country imports more than it exports, it's effectively shipping jobs overseas.
The formula works out to about 10 or 11,000 jobs per $1 billion of imports or exports.
In the past decade, under NAFTA, he says, the U.S. trade deficit with Canada and Mexico has nearly tripled.
We've lost about 879,000 jobs between 1993 and 2002. Most of these jobs were in the manufacturing industries.
But how does that square with this?
Actually, the first 5 or 6 years after the passage of NAFTA were some of the best years the U.S. economy's ever experienced.
Dan Griswold, a trade expert with the Libertarian Cato Institute, points out that unemployment in those years fell to near record lows. He says production did shift to Mexico and other low-wage countries, but that was happening anyway. And the picture's even more complicated. NAFTA may have made trade more lopsided, but so did Mexico's economic collapse in the mid-1990s. The peso lost half its value. That made Mexico's exports twice as cheap and U.S. exports to Mexico twice as expensive. Sandra Pulaski of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says trade in goods and services tells only part of the story. You also have to measure profits made overseas.
Those profits have translated to some degree into salaries of workers, into bonuses for managers, etc., that have been spent.
And that creates jobs. Pulaski used complicated economic models and data from the U.S. International Trade Commission to try and factor all this in. She says the results are a far cry from both the grandiose predictions and the dire ones.
My finding was that the maximum employment gain generated by NAFTA was about 270,000 jobs over the entire period. That's about the number of jobs that are created in 1 month in normal times in the United States.
Cato's Dan Griswold says he's not particularly surprised.
The proponents and the critics of NAFTA, I think, got it wrong in overestimating its impact. It was never going to have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Our economy's 20 times the size of Mexico. Really, NAFTA was a modest net positive for the U.S. economy.
But Griswold says it did help all three North American economies specialize and become more efficient. And in a competitive global economy, he says, that can't hurt. Kathleen Chalk, NPR News, Washington.